Jack, what got the team buzzing in the third period after what had happened in the second?
I think we just came in here, regrouped a bit. You know, we didn't really play a good second or first, and I thought, you know, we just turned too many pucks over at their blue line. We allowed them to break out easy. We were just making the game too easy on them, especially a team that was, you know, down a few defensemen. So I think in the third, we just committed to putting the puck in their end and just trying to wear them down. You see it. I mean, we drew a couple penalties. Power play's able to score a few goals. I thought we just wore them down, and, you know, they're a bit short there on the back end, like I said. You know, the difference is you know, the forecheck gets going in the third, and we're able to create stuff off that.
Was there something specifically that was said after the second period to kind of light a fire under you guys?
I think that's for the room to know, and you guys to keep guessing on. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I think some things were said in here after the second period, so just trying to get us going.
When they're down two defenses, you said, do you have to make sure you all get a piece of a defenseman when you're on the forecheck just to wear them down and make sure you're being physical with them?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good to be physical, obviously, but, you know, the more times you make them go back, try and break a puck out, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, they're obviously getting tired, and I think that's what we did. You know, the more times you cycle on them, you're cutting back, you're extending shifts in their end, you're making them play defense, that's what wears them down, and I don't think we did a great job of that in the first two periods, but we're able to do it in the third there, and I think that's what starts our game. Obviously, we get a couple big goals, and then we're able to win it in overtime. So,
Ristolainen being in front for that power play in the overtime, I mean, he was great. They couldn't move him at all, could they?
He makes a great play there. You know, their guy gets a good block on the shot or gets a piece of it, and, you know, Risto's down there. He makes a good play to find Skins in the back door, so... you know, our power play helped us out tonight, and it's good to see. We had a lot of opportunities. I think it's a credit to, you know, like I said, the forecheck working, drawing penalties. I mean, we haven't had so many as of recent, but it's good we got a good amount tonight, and we're able to capitalize.
You guys have had a lot of tests this season. What was it like facing down this one tonight where you're looking at maybe going six straight?
Yeah, well, I mean, like you said, coming here after 40 minutes and you're down two goals. You just had a couple of days off and you're at home, so you just got beat 6-2. So there's got to be some type of emotional response from the room, and I think we showed that in the third. But, you know, I think it's a bit frustrating for our group, I think, right now, just the fact that, you know, after getting beat here at home 6-2, we come out and don't really play a great first 40 minutes where I don't think we were emotionally engaged in the game or – It's good to see the last 20 go our way, but, you know, we got to start piecing together full games here, and we got a tough stretch coming up here. You know, Arizona's playing good hockey, and then you get a back-to-back against two of the top teams in the East. So, you know, we just got to start playing a better 60 minutes, and you know, we can learn from that third period and what makes our team successful and why we're good. So, you know, I think there's some things to be learned, but it's good to get 2 points because we needed it, and we were on a little bit of a skid there. It's good to stop the bleeding and hopefully, you know, get something going here.